Hello, and welcome to Insights Edge from the Lagos Business School Management Hub. With our finger on the pulse of the business world, we're committed to bringing you insightful conversations with thought leaders, industry experts, and visionaries who are at the forefront of their fields. I'm your host, Emma Matar, and I'll be your guide as we delve into the latest trends, timeless strategies, and cutting-edge ideas to solve challenges prevalent in the African business landscape. Stay tuned. Welcome to Insights Edge, brought to you by the Lagos Business School Management Hub. Today on the show, we have Nsima Ogidi Alakwe. She is a consumer and customer-focused business leader with strong cross-functional experience and knowledge in marketing, business strategy, etc. She served as the brand manager of Cadbury Nigeria, the marketing director at Unilever Ghana and Nigeria, brandsmith at Jigsaw DBS, and principal consultant at Gotcha Communications Limited. She holds a Master of Business Administration from the Lagos Business School and presently serves as the Chief Marketing Officer here as well. She's a Fellow of the Institute of Marketing and a Life Member at Wimbiz. Thank you so much for making the show today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here always.
Amazing. So today we'll be discussing sustainable marketing in Africa, balancing profit and social impact. So sustainability is a growing concern in Africa, and businesses are increasingly incorporating it into their marketing strategies to meet consumer demand. What really is sustainable marketing in the context of businesses in Africa?
Thank you very much. I think this topic is quite apt. Like you've mentioned, a lot of people are talking sustainability in marketing, in business. And I think I just want to take a few steps back to say, what is sustainability? And it just refers to doing business without negatively impacting the environment or the society where you operate. And there are two broad categories in this definition. So there's the environment, and then there's the society. So how do we do business without having a negative impact on the environment or the society? And in essence is, how do I do well by doing good? So sustainability is really encompassing my business strategy, because no business exists in a vacuum. You're operating somewhere. Whether you're a physical business in a physical space or you're having digital business, you're still existing somewhere. So how do you ensure that the business activities does not have any negative impact and actually is a positive impact on the environment and on the society? So there's care of the environment, there's care of the society, there's care for the earth, which is our common home. So that's sustainability in business. And it cuts across every aspect of the business value chain. Okay. From when you're sourcing your materials, to how you sell, to where you sell, to how you manufacture, to the people that are working in the organization. What kind of people are you employing? What's the process of employing those people? How do you take care of the people? You know, so the entire range from material input onto consumption, there's sustainability. Now, if I bring that back to marketing, you would have heard this phrase about marketing is business, business is marketing. I can't think of any sector anywhere that does not have a marketing activity linked to it. And if you think of one, tell me. So every aspect of business has got marketing. So if we think of business sustainability, in essence, you're talking about marketing sustainability. So to talk about sustainability in marketing, I'll go back to the foundation of marketing, which is what we call the P's of marketing. Some say 4 P's, some say 6 P's, it's been expanding. But you're talking about in Africa, in designing your product, in thinking business, thinking marketing, think sustainability from the beginning. So I talk about product, I talk about packaging, I talk about price, I talk about the place, I talk about promotion, I talk about the people, talk about the processes, and I talk about purpose. So across all of these things, marketing, sustainability has to be integrated right at the inception.
Wow. Yeah. You said many things about incorporating sustainability, and that I'm all for it. It sounds very nice on paper. But what is business without profits? Do sustainable marketing practices positively impact the bottom line in Africa? And do we have examples to corroborate that?
Okay, so I mean, I think maybe because I'm a teacher and I'm a daughter of a teacher, I like to go back to terms. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, what is profit, really? And profit, the term, I looked it up in the dictionary and it says is a financial gain, okay? And especially the difference between your cost and your revenue. Let's just put it very plain. So it's a financial gain. Is profit important in business? Definitely. But is business all about profit only? No. But why is profit important? Let me take that first, because profit is the measure of success. You know, you start up a business, no matter the size of that business, if you're profitable, it shows that you can efficiently manage your resources, that you know what your input cost is, and your revenue is higher than that input cost. So ensure sustainability, to ensure continuity of that business. So imagine you start up a business today, maybe it's even a small roadside. Let's use a very typical example. That woman that beside your house that is selling bolli. So it's her first time. She's looking for what to do. And she sees that other bus stops, they have bolli sellers. And she just goes into the market, buys plantain without a clue on how much should I sell the plantain for. So let's say she buys a bunch of plantain for 4,000. And after the first day of sale, she makes 3,000. Is she able to buy plantain the next time? Not likely, unless somebody loans her 1,000. So, but if she's able to, I'm using this as a very base example. She's able to do that transaction on that first day and she gets 5,000. Wow, it looks like this business is a good business, right? So profit is important because it signals that there's efficiency in the process. Okay. It signals that this business has potential. It's going to attract people that are interested in that line of business to invest in the business. The profit that you make from business, you can also reinvest in the business to grow. So we can't take away profits from business. However, when we become obsessed with profit, we miss out on so many other things. You're going to look at unethical ways of doing business that might give you profit, but does not ensure that that business is there after today. So yes, businesses can grow sustainably, profitably, by doing the right thing. And he talked about other examples in Africa. Yes. When your business strategy starts off with a consumer in mind, and if that your consumer is in Africa, and Africa, we've got lots of beautiful things, we also have lots of challenges. If your business is set up to address a challenge in Africa, then you can be sure that you should have practices that solve those problems, but do them profitably. So the example I'll give in one of the companies I worked with is with hand wash. We have challenges with health, with children. Data has shown that a lot of children in Africa, let me not say a lot because I'm not going to quote numbers, but we have challenges where children don't make it to their fifth birthday because of what health concerns, illnesses. And one of the ways that research has shown that simply by washing your hands, you can get rid of many of those germs. If you remember what happened to us during COVID, many of us learned how to wash our hands, right? So hand wash had actually been preached by Unilever and their products long before COVID came in. And with that research, that by simply teaching young children how to wash their hands well with soap, you're taking care of their health. You're ensuring that they live beyond their fifth birthday. You can see that there's purpose in this thinking. So with the launch of the soap, Lifebuoy soap, all of the activities from the product innovation to the activities to the pricing to the promotion was hinged around solving a consumer problem. So for every bar of soap that was sold, the company was not just thinking about the profit that would come because they had to do that efficiently. They also thought about how many lives we are saving. And that's just one example. There are many other examples. I worked on a brand called Knorr. At some point, there was research that showed that almost 49% of women of reproductive age had challenges with anemia, iron deficiency. And how does this show up? For young girls in secondary school who have started their monthly period, when the issues of dizziness, when all of those things come in, they're missing schools because of iron deficiency. And if I reel back, at a point, the government in Nigeria and other African countries had talked about iron fortification of meals to take care of this deficiency. So when the company was going to launch their Brilliant Cube, with incorporation of iron into it. It was going to do two things. One, provide iron in the cube that is frequently used, mm-hmm. so that each time you use it, you're solving an inherent problem that some women have. Mm. But secondly, we took on an approach that with the launch, we encouraged consumption of vegetables. Because we know green leafy vegetables that are readily available within Africa are very rich in iron. Mm. So for every cube that was sold, the focus was not just about the profit was no, it was about what is the impact that this product is going to have on the consumer. So yes, profits can go alongside sustainability programs. However, sustainability programs are not quick fix because you're solving lifelong problems. Yeah. So they tend to have medium to long-term impact. So don't just be overtly focused on today's profit and jeopardize the future of the brand or the company.
Incredible. Thank you so much. Yeah. How can marketing experts and C-suites lead the transition from unsustainable to sustainable practices in business? Can you walk us through some steps they can take practically to do this?
Okay, so I'll say it has to start first with the consumer in mind. Who is your consumer? Who is your customer? Mm. What is the problem that you're trying to solve with your product or your service? Having an understanding of that market, of that consumer, that segment, what is the challenge? Because you don't just come into business without having a purpose of what you want to do. Yes, so once you understand that, then you know, how do I design my product to solve that consumer need? Sometimes the consumer is not aware that it is a need, but with your research, with your observation, with looking at trends, looking at data, you need to look at back to the 6 or 7 P's of marketing to say, how does my product solve this problem? So it comes to product design. And then beyond product is the other elements of the marketing mix. Okay. But at each point, I'm thinking sustainability. So if I look at price, for example, if my product is targeted at mass market, do I know their income level? What can they afford to buy sustainably? It's not enough to buy it once, because what drives business is not that first-time purchase. It's the ability to buy over and over again. Mm-hmm. It's also the ability to recommend. Mm. But would I recommend a product that first and foremost does not meet my own needs? The answer is no. Mm. So in my design of the product, and we talk about product being king, that product has to meet a need. The value proposition is strong. I believe in it. There's a purpose behind the product. I gave the example of the Lifebuoy and hand wash. Yes. It's beyond the soap. It's about saving lives. You know, I buy into that purpose. So there's a very high likelihood that I'm going to recommend that product. I'm going to use it. Yes. You know, the place, my practices, when it comes to distribution, what distribution methods am I using that I'm not adversely affecting the environment where I stay? So you need to take this, build it into strategy. Sustainability cannot come towards the end of a product development process. It has to come at the beginning. Your entire supply chain, where are you sourcing your materials from? Do you know where those materials are coming from? So if they're raw materials, for example, maybe they're farm agricultural produce, do you know the practices of the people, farmers, of the farmers? Are they employing children? Because child labor is a big thing. Do you know the source of funds? Are there ethical practices going on? You know, so it's got to be integral. And we're not saying this thing out there in the air, because if really you want to genuinely make a difference, we have to step back at the point of strategy to think, okay, across the entire value chain, this is the standard I'm going to set. And it's leadership, because if the man at the top or the woman at the top, you're just breathing down on your people, maximize profit, maximize gross margin was 60%, then they start cutting corners. But if you know I want a sustainable business, then my processes have got to be sustainable. So that step-by-step thing of starting my consumer, do I understand the needs of my consumer? How am I going to serve this consumer profitably? Because I also have other stakeholders, remember?
Yes.
So sustainable business is that I'm not just fixing short-term goals, mm-hmm. but the investor that has invested in my business has a certain expectation. Yeah. But it's important to manage the expectations of those stakeholders, because if they are just focused on profits, then when you're talking, I want to do certain sustainable practices, they say, no, that's not what we signed up for, which mm-hmm. is why it's important at the beginning to say, this company, we stand for this. We had some of such conflicts mm-hmm. in one of my organizations where shareholders were asking for almost like quarterly reports mm-hmm. to be done.
Wow.
But we said, no, some of those quarterly focus can get you, because you can imagine somebody gives you a target, a financial target mm-hmm. every quarter. You know the kind of pressure it puts yeah. on you, because if there are some things that you're expecting returns at the end of the year, then you're likely to, if you're not careful, cut corners just to meet
that
a certain thing. So sustainability, as with business, mm-hmm. has got to have a long-term vision, but with measurable short-term milestones and goals. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
amazing stuff. Thank you so much for speaking to business owners and business people. I'd like us to talk about the government now and the role they play. What policies should the governments across African countries deploy to create an environment that will enable sustainable practices in business to thrive?
I think for me, the first thing that comes to my mind is policies that are friendly to business environments.
Hmm.
Because the first thing about business and actually building an economy is that the environment allows businesses to grow and to thrive.
Mm.
That is number one in sustainability, because if you're having businesses that start and stop, you know what that is causing, the kind of disruption it brings into the entire ecosystem.
Mm.
So business-friendly policies, they talk about ease of doing business,
mm.
has got to be central. That I start up a company, the policies are not, we're not having policy somersaults. Today you're saying there's a ban on importation of that.
Mm-hmm.
The next time they lift up the ban. So you're not allowing businesses to invest in their respective sectors.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we have policies that are consistent to drive growth, then businesses will grow. Businesses will create employment.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses with creating employment, you're reducing the level of unemployment. It has a direct link back to security and insecurity, and allowing other businesses to want to come into the sector. So across economic policies, across even policies around recycling,
mm-hmm.
if you look around Nigeria and many other African countries, you see that we're not very strong with recycling of our materials. I talked about sustainability across the 6 P's of marketing. When it comes to packaging, many organizations still use virgin plastic.
Mm.
Why are we doing that? Why are we not setting up recycling infrastructure to encourage recycling?
Mm.
Now, I've seen some big brands in the beverage industry, they've reduced the thickness of their plastic, if you notice it. It's still part of sustainability. We are seeing some startups come up with recycling initiatives, picking up those plastics off the street and off the ocean to use them for secondary purposes, making it into furniture and things like that. Government has to put in place policies that not just encourages, almost compels organizations to look at the life cycle of their product, from manufacturing to when it is used, how does that packaging end up? Because all the packaging materials that are not degradable, and we are not picking them up, and we are not recycling them, we are damaging the ecosystem. So it's got to be end to end. And for government to do this, there's got to be that government and private sector partnership. Having the conversation, you don't want to put in policies that stifle businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You want policies that are good for the business,
mm-hmm.
good for the environment,
mm-hmm.
good for the society. Because in the end, if you've got a lot of businesses that are thriving and doing well, you're going to have Nigerians and Africans that are meaningfully employed.
Mm-hmm.
Our standard of living is increasing. Our life expectancy is increasing. The environment is more friendly. It's a win-win
mm-hmm.
for the government. It's a win-win for the African people.
Thank you so much. Do you have any final thoughts to share on sustainable marketing in Africa and how businesses can balance profit and social impact?
What I'll say is sustainability shouldn't be an option in any business.
Hmm.
if your business is involved in activities that are not sustainable, then you need to rethink your strategy. Because even in itself, businesses that have lasted 10 years, 15 years, 100 years, if you look back, there's something that they're doing to keep that business going.
Right.
So business growth initiative itself is sustainability in mind. You know, so if you want your business to outlive you, especially in a very global world where people are knowing what is happening all over the place, where an activity in Israel is affecting us here in Nigeria, you know, then we need to adopt global best practices, implementation that are sustainability led across all of the aspects of business.
Amazing. Thank you so, so, so much, Atima. That has been an insightful conversation that I'm certain our viewers and listeners will be able to run with.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Insights Edge. Stay tuned for more insightful episodes.
That's all for this episode of Insights Edge by the Lagos Business School Management Hub. We're grateful to our distinguished guests and experts who shared their wisdom with us today. Their perspectives help us navigate the complex landscape of business in Africa, and we're honored to have them as a part of the Insights Edge community. Until next time, keep seeking, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.